You're listening to RVA Loves Poetry, a podcast where RVA students and teachers talk about the poems that we love. After examining some of our favorite poems with both mind and heart, we hope you'll love them too. We're so glad you're here. Enjoy the show.
Welcome, everybody. This is another episode of RVA Loves Poetry. We are your hosts, Yuri and
Hanu.
We will be reading An Ode to a Large Tuna in the Market by Pablo Neruda.
Pablo Neruda was born in Chile in 1904. His actual name was Ricardo Eliezer Neftali Reyes Pasualto, but he used the pen name Pablo Neruda because his father did not want him to be a poet. He wrote about common objects like shoelaces, watermelons, and onions, and also about romance. When he was a bit older, he worked as a diplomat in Indonesia, Singapore, Burma, and Spain. While he was in Spain, there was a fascist revolution, and he helped around 2,000 people escape Chile. He wrote about these experiences later. He was later exiled from Chile because of his revolution work, but let back into the country a few years later. He came back to Chile and lived there for the rest of his life. And around the age of 60, he ran for president. He lost, but became the head advisor. Soon after, there was a coup, and he died shortly after due to cancer. Ode to a Large Tuna in the Market by Pablo Neruda. Here, among the market vegetables, this torpedo from the ocean depths, a missile that swam, now lying in front of me, dead. Surrounded by the earth's green froth, these lettuces, bunches of carrots, only you lived through the sea's truth. Survived the unknown, the unfathomable darkness, the depths of the sea, the great abyss, le grand abîme. Only you varnished black-pitched witness to that deepest night. Only you, dark bullet, dialed from the depths, carrying only your one wound but resurgent, always renewed, locked into the current, fins fletched like wings in the torrent, in the coursing of the underwater dark like a grieving arrow, sea javelin and nerveless oiled harpoon, dead in front of me, catafalque king of my own ocean, once sappy as a sprung fir in the green turmoil, once seed to a sea quake, tidal wave, now simply dead remains, and the whole market, yours, was the only shape left with purpose or direction in this jumbled ruin of nature. You are a solitary man of war among these frail vegetables, your flanks and prow, black and slippery as if you're still a well-oiled chip of the wind. The only true machine of the sea, unflawed, undefiled, navigating now the waters of death.
In the poem, the author uses a lot of metaphors, personifications, and other poetic devices to put his point across. One I found was the metaphor torpedo from the ocean, which he uses to give the fishes power and strength, and it helps us to just see how the author views the fish as this creature deserving of respect and just how powerful this creature is.
Mm-hmm. I've also found that the author used enjambed lines, which helps carry the feeling and the tone over to make his idea stronger and solidifying it.
He also uses personification when he talks, like the grieving arrow and nerveless harpoon, which just helps it connect more with the reader and make it more applicable to us.
Yeah, I've also found that he uses alliteration, and an example of that when he talks about the tuna being sappy as a sprung fir and a seed to sea quake, which just makes the poem sound more appealing.
Yeah, it does make it sound better. When he says, like, le grand abîme, and creature of the abyss, he just creates this, like, feeling of mystery around, like, the ocean and the tuna, just kind of emphasizing how the tuna was an incredible creature that was just, like, at home in the ocean and was adapted to that and was made for that and was incredible at that, but then was, like, plucked out of that and killed.
Mm-hmm. I also think it means that the tuna was very powerful and majestic in the ocean, but now it's dead and put to waste, and now instead of traveling the waters, it travels the waters of dead, as the author writes in his poem.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of like a journey. Like, he started in the ocean, he grew up there, like, he had a life there, and then he was, like, taken and killed and like ended up in the market, and then now he's like traveling the waters of the dead, kind of as the next step of the journey.
I also think this poem applies to life in the way that a lot of people's lives are wasted because they're not put in the right place and the right situations.
Also, I think that looking at the poem, I think it's an elegy, because like an elegy is like a poem of mourning for the dead, or a praise for them also. But here I think it is that, because he often describes how powerful the creature was, just how amazing the tuna was, but now how it's like dead and it's put to waste.
Ode to a Large Tuna in the Market by Pablo Neruda. Here, among the market vegetables, this torpedo from the ocean depths, a missile that swam, now lying in front of me dead, surrounded by the earth's green froth. These lettuces, bunches of carrots, only you live through the sea's truth, survive the unknown, the unfathomable darkness, the depths of the sea, the great abyss. Le grand abîme, only you varnish black pitched witness to that deepest night. Only you, dark bullet, barreled from the depths, carrying only your one wound but resurgent, always renewed, locked into the current, fins fletched like wings in the torrent. In the coursing of the underwater dark, like a grieving arrow, sea javelin, a nerveless oiled harpoon, dead in front of me, catafalqued king of my own ocean, one sappy as a sprung fir in the green turmoil, one seed to sea quake, tidal wave, now simply dead, remains. In the whole market, yours was the only shape left with purpose or direction in this jumbled ruin of nature. Your solitary man of war among these frail vegetables, your flanks and prow black and slippery, as if you were still a well-oiled chip of the wind, the only true machine of the sea, unflawed, undefiled, navigating now the waters of death.